This is the technical difficulties we're playing Citation Needed. Joining me today, he reads books, you know, it's Chris Joel.
Home team advantage.
Everybody's favourite, Gary Brannan. Gary Brannan.
Does this dining chair have an ejector seat? And if so, how?
And the bounty man on the internet, Matt Gray.
Hello, YouTube.
In front of me, I've got an article from Wikipedia. And these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding. And there's a special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah.
Today, we are talking about Graham Island.
Cause of a national shortage of grahams in the 1980s when they all emigrated.
Is that what in this country we're called digestive biscuit island?
Graham crackers.
Thank you. And for the will you guys over the water.
Is that what a graham cracker is?
Yeah, it's a digestive. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's totally a digestive.
Aren't they just called biscuits anglais on the continent because they refuse to accept that they have any... they don't affect your digestion at all. It's only in Britain where we hold on to this falsehood.
That's partly the that's partly the same kind of train of thought that makes them call it la cor anglaise, isn't it? The French horn.
These crazy English. They think everything is a buzz.
Everything that is is over there. Your biscuit, your own...
Less than 2 minutes into the show, into the series, and today's nation we're insulting is France. Hi, France.
We need a spinning wheel with an arrow that goes, ding, la France.
Just on every one, except one that says Germany.
We'll get to you.
Eventually.
Amazingly, that's what the Germans said to the French in 39.
Morocco. We haven't done that one yet. I'm spreading the love.
Tell you what, Eritrea.
Yeah, we got you.
Graham Island.
Okay.
Is it a man or an island?
It is an actual island. There are a couple of Graham Islands, by the way. This is not... There is a Graham Island off British Columbia, Canada. So New World, named after someone. This is somewhere in Europe.
It's not made of what islands are normally made of.
You know what?
So land.
So it's no. It's not made of land or rocks or bricks or anything. Is it like one of those things that's an oil rig?
Or bricks?
No.
Islands aren't made of bricks, Gary.
You were doing so well until you thought, I'm going to give a point. Oh, it's made of bricks. No.
Is it a volcano waiting to happen?
I'll give you a point and I'll give you biscuits for that, because that was spot on. It is a submerged volcanic island.
So it isn't.
But it's not an island if it's not above the sea, is it?
Which in 1831 poked above the water for a bit, long enough to be spotted.
And then became flaccid.
Yes.
So this volcano had a momentary dong. But someone jumped up, stabbed a flag in it, and it went beneath the waves. I think that's what would happen if that was Poseidon's cock, which it sounds like it is.
They get the flag, and it goes, and just collapses.
Cold water. Well, it does look bigger when El Nino comes past, you know.
It erupts occasionally.
So I'll bet it does.
In 1831, the Royal Navy flagship claimed it for the British Crown.
Where is the island, then?
The island is off Sicily.
Oh. But it's one of ours.
It is. Well,
it was all ours in 1841. Yeah.
Sorry.
31.
Oh, sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. Appeared in July, August 1831. Disappeared in...
October 1831.
1850s after Krakatoa went up.
Oh.
Change of sea level and all that.
It's a wonderful theory, but I was just going for a cheap joke. 1832. So, new island pops up. British sticker flag in it.
Automatically a Starbucks on it.
Automatically, obviously.
ye Starbucks of the time, obviously.
Starbucks.
How big was this island?
About the size of a Starbucks.
No, quite a bit bigger, actually.
Oh. Two Starbucks. Two Starbucks and McDonald's and a parking area for doggers.
Point. 63 metres. It also had two small lakes.
What? Two lakes? Oh, yeah. That's not a lake. That's just water that's stuck on top of it when it poked out.
Yeah, do you know another definition of a lake?
I would rather... That's just a f***ing puddle!
Again?
Why did Graham Island disappear so quickly?
It sank.
The sea levels rose because global warming and ice caps.
Not that early.
Is it because it was andesitic or continental plate lava rather than oceanic plate lava, which is basaltic and very hard? Continental plate lava tends to dry as much softer rock, so it was eroded much more quickly.
You're absolutely right.
Yes!
It was comprised of very loose volcanic eruption and simply disappeared into the ocean through erosion very quickly, through wave action.
Oh, sorry. That's amazing.
Take the points. Take all
this
the
one
points.
Is mine.
Stick a fork in this one. It's done.
And it eroded before anyone could work out who actually owned it.
But we had a flag. Sorry, Eddie.
Her Majesty's flag had been firmly planted atop this, and we had opened a lovely bistro and restaurant.
I like the idea that it's Her Majesty's flag, not the Union flag. Just to say, this is mine.
I'm glad you've read the official rules of engagement for claiming new land, which is one of you does dress up as Queen Victoria and say, f*** it, f*** off.
Even if it's not England. Still, yeah, it's not
I am not enjoying this.
France.
There's another one at you.
Let's talk about that conflict then. Who else thought they might have sovereignty?
Is Italy existing at this point in time?
There we go.
Oh.
Sicilians, potentially.
That's a point.
Yes.
The Kingdom of the Two Sicilies.
Where's the other one?
In the very still Mediterranean, they thought it was another Sicily underneath. They spent years tunnelling.
Two Sicilies were the island of Sicily and what else?
The bottom of Italy.
Yes, have a point. Yeah. Absolutely right. The bottom half of what we now call Italy.
The bit they Naples. Managed to invade, quite frankly. Let's face it.
So did Italy just used to be the top half?
All of Europe was just warring states for.
Well, that's why they're all loose federations. Yeah. You know, Switzerland is still a loose federation of states.
Yes.
Like the best one is, of course, the Helvetic Empire.
It was all kerned beautifully.
Well, that's what I thought. I went to Bern for a thing and I was walking past and that on top of the big
is
state.
Is that the
building.
Name of a place rather than.
Bern
fiery,
is a place,
fiery,
yeah. Name, okay. Yeah. It's called Bern because Bern in Swiss means bears and they've got bears there still in a bear enclosure. It's an amazing tourist attraction.
We've got them all now, they're here.
Have you been to Vauxhall? Just asking.
In an enclosure. But of course the state building there just says, and I didn't know at the time, just said Helvetica. And my first thought is when I looked at it, I went, no, it's not.
That's New Rome.
Nothing like it. Oh. So you got those states. Other states would have had a claim on it. If it's in the middle of the Mediterranean, you've probably got any of the Mediterranean states that are around there or close by.
England and Sicily. Spain also.
I like that. Anybody that was close by to the Mediterranean. England.
We're having that. That's mine.
No.
That's mine.
Wait, Gibraltar.
See, I claim on Gibraltar. We're totally near that.
I think you'll find that means we own this now. We own the gate, therefore.
What's
we own
that? What's that? You can get in. Try it.
You know, there's still massive fights with, you know, really fantastically petty, but oh my god, still quite scary fights between Spain and Britain over Gibraltar. Basically, not only just move towards a shipping vessel, trained weapons on it. Like in that kind of, no, we're not joking, if you don't turn round. This one goes off, and Bob here's got an itchy finger, and he's not had a chance to use one of these for real.
He's not shot this since 1982, and he's bored.
And we all want to see the firework display. Turn around, chappie.
So what I've learned today is that I know nothing about the history of Europe.
Do you know anything about the House of Bourbon?
Is that the one that's in Milan? I'm probably wrong.
France.
Point.
Absolutely
right.
How wrong can I be, everybody?
European Royal House of French origin. What did they want to set up on this lump of volcanic
distillery, if it's bourbon?
Fort.
Hospital.
A palace.
Leper colony.
You're all thinking...
Butlins.
Point. I wouldn't actually say it's a Butlin. Billy Butlin hadn't really come along and done that concept.
How would we believe Adeline?
But it's a holiday resort is what we've got here. Obviously, Sicily had a different name for the island.
Barry.
Barry.
Well, that actually
island.
Is an
that
island.
Is, that is
that
an
isn't
island.
A, oh.
Was it like Giovanni?
Yeah, I was going to say Giovanni.
Surely.
Giuseppe. They named it after their king, so it was going to be called Ferdinandia. Still marked on navigation charts for many, many years. It kind of stayed about 8 metres below sea level for a long, long while. What happened in 1987?
It was caploded on purpose so it was less of a danger to shipping.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a point for being caploded.
Caploded by accident.
For shits and giggles.
Caploded by Mother Nature.
I'm going to give Gary the point for saying by accident. What were they actually I can't believe I'm still using the word caplode. What were they actually trying to caplode? This was done from the air with a depth charge in 1987.
Were they fishing?
Not with a depth charge.
It can't be depth charging a bloody submarine. That's an act of war.
Point.
not into kind of Libyan conflict or something, was it? Libya had submarines.
In 1987, a US Air Force pilot on a mission to bomb Libya mistook the island for an enemy submarine and dropped depth charges.
In how many seconds would it have taken him to go, they got submarines? No. We'll leave it then.
No. If he was on his way to bomb Libya and he had depth charges, they must have had submarines. Otherwise, why would he be carrying depth charges? Yeah. Otherwise, he'd have hit it with a conventional bomb.
That's a fair point. I can't see the logic there.
And Libya's not a very wet country, is it?
No.
I've had a look while you guys were talking about that at the kind of citations and the references on that.
Was it needed?
There is a bit of a dispute about this. That it's been removed from the article a couple of times going, this is clearly an urban legend, but there's a reference in The Independent to it, there's a reference in various other news sources, all of them just saying, this happened. And I'm wondering whether that's actually true. Wasn't it just a local legend that's made into newspapers and
stuff? Everyone's referenced each other.
Yeah. That's why it doesn't quite make sense.
Yeah. There's a slim chance he dropped a conventional bomb, or a massive chance, I think, as you say.
Yeah, that it didn't actually.
Hang on a minute.
The Independent says, the Sun reported today. The Sun says, the Daily Mirror reported today. The Daily Mirror went, yeah, all right. what happened today? Somebody blew up a rock. Fantastic.
Fernando said he's not there anymore.
And from what we know of the depth of this particular thing, it would be 8 metres.
Yes.
You don't use a depth charge for 8 metres.
No, otherwise actually, you pull a gun and start.
You throw bottles at it. If you use a depth charge at 8 metres, you wouldn't have a boat anymore.
You can flip the bird at 8 metres.
Top gun. You just got to fly upside down at the top of it. Flip the bird on the way down.
You could make that reference.
I saw Top Gun last night, the first time in my life.
I saw a film today.
God. What happened in 2000?
Someone put all the bits back together again.
Say it was unbombed.
Yeah.
Erupted again.
Oh, I'll give you the point for that. It was close to eruption. There was some kind of seismic activity.
I'm on the cusp.
Wasn't quite there. So what did Italy do? Because obviously it's not Sicily anymore, it's now the nation of Italy. What did they do?
Surrendered.
Italy.
went and parked up next to it with a flag hung over the side of the boat, ready to go.
Ooh, a little bit further than that.
Well, actually stood on it as it was...
Yeah. Basically, have a point.
Actually, yeah, because it's going to be... it's going to be an extrusion, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the actual bubbly material's at the bottom, it's just pushing up the dried column.
Yeah.
Cooled collar.
Did they cap it so then it was above ground then claim it?
Chris, out of everyone, is closest. They sent a diver down and put a flag underwater on
so
it.
So that when it appears. Italy, I respect that. That's pretty cool.
As the scrappy challenge of boats comes round the corner of the Mediterranean.
Just an Italian just waving. Right, can we get funding for this? Because that's just such a brilliant denouement.
As the flag pops out, just as it gets above, just as they're about to start playing that really uppy-downy Italian anthem that they've got, out comes the Union Jack. The Italian one just flutters off.
Sean Connery nods and drives away in his DB5-shaped boat.
If Connery did it, it'd be it. No, it's Connery did it. Just as the Union Jack came out.
Another one.
The Scottish flag.
So Andrew's Scroll.
See, what should have done, he just laser carved it into the rock. Argue with that.
But
shit.
Erosion was a problem already. As we have previously
He's right, you know.
Yeah, is this stupid? They have done stranger things because you've got all those bases out in the Pacific, haven't you, that are just man-made islands. They could just sail in there, put some hoardings around it, pump the water out, and start slapping concrete on this bastard until it's actually big enough.
Compared to reclaimed stuff in Japan.
Yeah, well, do
a Dubai on it.
Yeah.
Do in the shape of my face. Yeah. Have like a nose-shaped volcano in the middle of it.
Well, they did that one in Dubai, isn't it? It was the guy's cut his name in canals, hasn't he, that you can see from space.
And then reverted it. They're not there anymore. They're cut in, and then somehow they got, not paved over, but reclaimed.
Because there's not much water out there, let's face it.
If the island does rise again, it's almost certainly going to be within... If
the island will rise again!
Thank you.
If the island appears above the waves again, because of modern treaties, who will have rights to it now?
Is it international waters?
No, not anymore.
It's in territorial waters.
Yes.
Is it Italian territorial waters?
There we go.
It's Italy's.
Point. Simple as that. If it's just a little island, we're not going to have a big fight over it.
Those are ones that get splashed over a paper in about 5 years' time.
So he said, it's yours.
I mean, you could choose to interpret it as that.
Oh, so it's who gets there first? To the scrap heap!
At the end of the show, congratulations, Chris. You win this week, I think, fairly clearly.
Yes. I think Brannan put up a fight in the end, but no,
it's mine. Congratulations, you win a patch of Somerset marshland that's been filled with oily fish that was previously owned by a documentary filmmaker and a white rapper.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
God, come on.
It's Michael Moore and Macklemore's Mackerel Moore. So, do enjoy your time on that. With that, we say thank you to Chris Joel, Gary Brannan, Pat Gray. I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time.
I was going to make up some shtick, but the point is, what I was going to make up weren't too far from the truth, fact is.
Just can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a tin.
A point and a massive thud on the table.
Where in the world?
America.
Which bit?
The South.
Now, if I was
whatever the answer was correct is the one I meant.